Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the one who gives life and causes death, who originates and restores, who does whatever he wills. He is supreme over his servants, and he is the all-wise, the all-aware. Allah Almighty said, Allah knows what every female carries and what the wombs decrease and increase, and all things are with him in due measure. Fear Allah as he should be feared, and hold fast to the firmest handhold of Islam. Know that you cannot withstand the fire, and that the angel of death has passed by you to reach others and will pass by others to reach you. So be careful. The wise are those who take account of themselves and work for what comes after death, while the incapable follow their desires and idly place hope in Allah. People's opinions and viewpoints differ greatly, and their discussions over the value of this worldly life are many. Many of them consider it their ultimate goal. Yet, Islam has the definitive word on this matter. In the view of Islam, life is too important to be forgotten. Yet, at the same time, too insignificant to be made the ultimate goal. Allah Almighty said, Seek through that which Allah has given you the home of the hereafter, and do not forget your share of this world, and do good as Allah has done good to you. There are two blameworthy traits, which are very dangerous for whoever is not cautious of them. They relentlessly pursue a person even in advanced age when their hair grays, their ambition has weakened, and they are nearing the end of life and are close to visiting the grave. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, feared them for his ummah and warned against them. These two are greed and prolonged hope. Greed for wealth, greed for a long life, greed for status. Greed that impoverishes a person no matter how much they possess and accumulate, and prolonged hope that exhausts them and leads them to delusions, in which death is nearer to them than the fulfillment of their wishes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, The son of Adam grows old, but two things remain young in him, desire for life and desire for wealth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Two hungry wolves sent among a flock of sheep are no more destructive to them than a person's greed for wealth and status is to his religion. Every Muslim should reflect upon two scenarios and keep them before their eyes. One, in which they are at their home with their family and children, enjoying comfort, happiness, and abundant sustenance, and good health and playing and laughing with their children. And another scenario, while the person is still basking in the graces of health and well-being and pleased with their strength and youth, and the possibility of weakness does not occur to them, and death does not even cross their mind, illness suddenly strikes. Weakness follows strength. Worry replaces happiness. Gloom replaces serenity. No companion soothes them now. No conversation pleases them. They are wary of what they once desired in their days of health. Though their minds are intact and their intellect sound, they contemplate a life they squandered and a youth that they wasted. They recall the wealth that they amassed, homes that they built, and are distressed about losing all what they strove so hard to acquire. They grieve over a world that they must depart, leaving behind vulnerable offspring, fearing their fate when they pass. At the same time, they struggle with illness and pain, their heart clinging on to whatever may bring about their recovery. But what is the solution if the disease worsens and a cure cannot be found, and doctors are puzzled and loved ones despair? Allah Almighty said, And the intoxication of death will bring the truth. That is what you were trying to avoid. Then their color changes, their eyes sink, their neck and nose drop, Their beauty and radiance vanish, and their tongue is silenced. They lie among family and friends, looking without acting, hearing without speaking. Their gaze is turned toward their family, friends, and loved ones, who see them suffering in anguish and distress, yet cannot save them or prevent the inevitable. Allah Almighty said, then why, when the soul reaches the throat, and you are at that time looking on, and we are nearer to him than you, but you do not see. They continue to endure the throes of death. Their struggle intensifies, their breathing becomes shallow and strained. Their pulse weakens, their hearing and sight fail, until the appointed time arrives and their soul departs to the heavens. They become a lifeless corpse, a body among their family and friends, who distance themselves from them and may recoil from their presence. Their name, which was once known, has passed, just as their person, which was once cherished and has perished. There is no might nor power except Allah. The greatest admonishment is death, ordained by Allah for His creation and decreed upon them. Allah alone endures forever. No creature, no matter how long live, escapes it. All must submit to it. Allah Almighty said, every soul will taste death, then to us you will be returned. If anyone were granted immortality, it would have been his pure prophets and close messengers. Foremost among them is the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Allah declared to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, indeed you are to die, and indeed they are to die. So death is certain, inevitable, and there is no escaping from it. It reaches us in the depths of valleys or atop the highest peaks, above the air and under the water. Not even the angels of the heavens, nor the earthly authorities, nor any human or jinn or animal are spared, even if they were in lofty towers or fortified strongholds. Allah Almighty said, wherever you may be, death will overtake you, even if you are in lofty towers. If anyone could escape death because of their physique, stature, strength, status, wealth, power, and dominion, many people would have escaped it. Where are Ad and Thamud and Pharaoh of the mighty stakes? Where are the emperors and the Caesars? Death fears none and does not spare anyone. It seizes the child from their mother's embrace, storms upon the robust youth and the strongest of warriors. So, O you who wander in the valley of desires, pause a moment in the valley of reflection. For pleasure is brief and punishment is long. How astonishing it is that one would trade a moment of desire for prolonged grief and misery. The sin lasted but a moment. If only it had never been. How much humiliation followed, how many sighs are drawn upon remembering it. Know that this world is an abode of trials and tests, struggles and challenges. Because of that, Allah decreed life and death in it. Life is filled with hardships, abounding with disasters, overflowing with sorrows and distresses. Its bliss vanish, its mighty are humbled, its happy become wretched, and its living pass. Its joys are mixed with sorrow, its sweetness with bitterness, its comfort with toil. No state in it endures, nor does peace of mind remain. Who in this world has been safe from hardship and calamity? Who has never been touched by misfortune and regret? Who has ever lived in it without this adversity? And whoever lives will pass. So let us take heed from those before who have transgressed, wronged, and mistreated. For after a short time, they were swallowed by the earth and wrapped in dust, becoming mere stories after they had been living realities and traces after having existed. They prioritize the transient over the enduring and the temporary over the permanent. They blindly followed their desires, were engrossed in pursuing fleeting worldly diversions, and immersed in a deep slumber. Then the throes of death unveiled the ultimate reality. Allah Almighty said, competition in worldly increases diverts you until you visit the grave. Know, you are going to know. Then know, you are going to know. May Allah Almighty protect us from heedlessness and from a bad ending. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا وصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.